This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
A listener sent this to me a couple of days ago. I heard on your radio program, which I have a hard time to listen because of my schedule. On that show, you requested to hear from like-thinking individuals. I don't recall that because I want to hear from all thinking individuals, but okay, if he took it that way, his name is John. If John took it that way, that's fine. So John says, I am white, born in 1943, poor, my mother and father divorced. Mother was on aid to totally disabled, and my brother and I were on Social Security survivor's insurance. Before I go further on what John's talking about here, my brother and I had an almost identical situation. Mother, single mom, and she goes with, lives with my grandparents, takes us in tow. My mother dies, and we end up on Social Security. We got, my brother and I got like $100 a month each for, you know, until we turned 18 or something like that. That's what it took. That's the amount of money my grandparents had to raise us. Was $100 a month for until we turned 18. So anyway, I can certainly, John and I share that in common. He goes on to say this: in our neighborhood, which was mixed, black, white, and Hispanic, and Oriental. I like the way he put that because that's what they used to call Asians back in the day, was Orientals. He says, yet we were all family. None of us could do anything wrong while walking home from school without our family at home and we knowing before we got home. Nobody in the neighborhood went without because the churches, Salvation Army, neighbors would be there to help. You see, he says, I have so much to say and only a few people who would listen. Most of the younger progressive people do not know history and will not listen because they, quote, know it all. Hope you know you are not alone. There are people who have lived through the progressive horror and know what is happening, but nobody to listen. So, John, I feel your, you know, your, I don't want to sound like Clinton, but John, I feel your pain. But I do. I feel your pain because people of your generation have seen this world. They've seen America, pardon me, change so much for the better in the sense that there was a time where John couldn't play with these young black kids, and or even the kids that he played with, he had to go through this period where, you know, of understanding what was going on. It was a racially sensitive time. He was born in 43. He came of age in the 60s. The very kids that he grew up playing with are now the people who are part of the, you know, the fist-raising movement, say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud, and so on and so forth. And the, you know, Hispanics and the Orientals, as he called them. So many of these changes occurred, and John's going, I used to play with these kids, and it was no big deal. And even through that evolution, America still became amazing. I was talking to some folks the other day. We were talking about how kids are so open-minded and have such an understanding. And one of the guys argued with me because the place I was doing this particular speech was in Franklin County, Missouri. And it is lily white. By the way, one of the most beautiful drives through wine country, if you take 94, it's just stunning. These little homesteads. And then you end up in Franklin County, and it's, I mean, it's just a cool little spot. And so this guy's telling me, Kevin, these kids, you know, they don't have a lot of diversity here. And I go, okay, big deal. So what? Let me tell you what they do have. There may not be a lot of diversity there, but TV is diverse. Your kids go to colleges. They go, you know, they go hang out with their friends. It isn't like the old days where you had three channels of TV, four if you could get the UHF one to come in every now and then. You had one or two radio stations. You had complete, you know, people's time was occupied with work and mostly family. And on the weekends, you might have had a friend or two or a relative come by. It isn't like it is today. Today, you've got the internet. You've got just so many distractions. And your kids are on playing club ball, so they're traveling and seeing other kids and hanging out. So no matter how lily white or lily black or whatever your area is, you understand race and you understand you know what's going on in the world. These kids today have no issue with interracial dating, interracial marriage, interracial friendships. Remember, and now look, I can tell you in America, many a kid brought home a white kid and a black mom would go, "Oh, how you doing, Daniel?" You know, or whatever. Many white families brought home a black kid, you know, like, "Hey, what's going on, Shaquan?" You know, the father, "Hey, Shaquan, how are you?" We've always been so ready to embrace these kids. And let me tell you, the only thing that any of these parents have cared about was, are you a good kid, a good influence on my son or my daughter, or are you not? If you are, congratulations. If you're not, move along. It's really that simple. And so John has seen this. You know, it's funny to watch it because John grew up in this, as he said, ethnically mixed neighborhood where everybody parented and did things together. And he watched the world evolve and become cynical and to where it is. And we find ourselves today where kids are exactly what I just, the way John grew up. Yet, they still have to deal with all these race-based issues. And I think that's where guys like John and me go, are you kidding? We've come full circle where all these kids play together, hang out together and stuff, and yet the government and the leftists want them to believe that they're racist. How so? I'd be curious. Explain it to me. How are they possibly racist with everything that's going on here? But that's what they're being taught. They're being taught that they lived in the same neighborhoods, families had the same opportunities, dads probably worked at the same mill or whatever, and they're saying by John's birthright of being a white guy, he has a silver spoon in his mouth and the black kids and the Hispanics and the Orientals don't. Nonsense. Anyway, John, I appreciate the note. I'm not frustrated because I know that, you know, don't look at me like that. I'm not frustrated. I'm not even trying to figure it out. I know how to do it. My frustration, if there is any, and I'm not admitting to it, is that we aren't solving the problem and we're still in kind of this analysis of it. We don't need to analyze the problem. We know what it is. And I'm trying to offer solutions to fix it. I mean, that's what I get up in the morning doing. And I spend a lot of time at it, I'll tell you that. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Iranian hackers, Amazon's new market cap, if you haven't heard that. Seth Rich, maybe we'll get to the Seth Rich story. A lot of people have been asking me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This is an interesting story because in a time when cities' budgets are in financial free fall, you get a story like this. And this one's out of Detroit. Welcome, by the way, to the Kevin Jackson Show. 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. Detroit police officials are trying to curb overtime costs that have exploded in recent years. Although union officials insist if experienced officers keep leaving the department, those who are left will be forced to work extra hours. So the city paid $40 million in overtime pay for Detroit police officers during the 2017-18 fiscal year. And 36% increase over the $16.9 million paid in 2012 and 2013, more than $10 million above the $28.3 accrued in last year's fiscal year. There are valid reasons why officers need to work overtime, but we need to better manage it. The Detroit's police chief, James Craig, said. This simply means we have to justify when we're deploying overtime details. Union officials say the overtime costs will increase if the city doesn't do more to retain police officers. So here's what I want to explain, because we've got a movie coming out, Bleeding Blue, coming out September the 7th, and we talk about policing in America. And all these issues that we're talking about with policing in America stem from cities like Detroit. And they stem from issues related to, as you guys know, my favorite word to hate is leftism. The reason why we're dealing with a lack of cops, the lack of cops who want to be retained, is very simply put in the word leftism. Who would want to be a police officer in today's time? Who? They want to recruit. The one of the things is, we got to recruit more black police officers. Good luck with that. When you've put a target on the back of all these police officers, do you think brothers that are now stalking and killing police officers care whether they're white, black? They don't care. Once they put on a uniform, they lose their ethnicity and they just become another target. And that's exactly what the left wanted. And so what have they created? They've created an ecosystem where the police department in Detroit has 136% increase over a reasonable budget for overtime. And now they're spending multiple millions of dollars, $40 million in overtime. Folks, that is not a rounding error. That is significant money. That's money that could be going towards needed programs. It could be going towards medicines for the elderly, better educational opportunities for schools, trade schools, whatever. There's a lot better way to spend that money than overtime. And that overtime has been created because they have a lack of cops or a lack of experienced cops. That's the cycle of leftism. We talk about what leftism costs. If we could quantitize leftism's costs with respect to immigration, illegal immigration, with respect to the war on terror and how they've allowed terrorists into our midst, and maybe we'll get to this Iranian hacking scandal here in a bit, or the Awan IT brothers, or I could go on, right? Everything that these people touches your wallet and puts a dent in it that you pull your wallet out of your pocket and go, okay, who just ripped me off? You're looking around at family members going, who did it? And your kids are going, did what, Dad? You're going, who did this? Look at this dent in my wallet. And your kids are going, we didn't touch it, Dad. I mean, seriously, our college, we're on scholarship. You know, I haven't asked you for money for ages. Okay, well, somebody did this. I can tell you who did it. Your government. That's who's doing it. This article goes on. We have officers who are working 80-hour work weeks, and that's dangerous because they get burned out, said Mark Diaz, president of the Detroit Police Officers Association. Diaz says he's losing about 18 officers per month. Let me tell you what officers are doing. They're getting in their 20, getting their pensions. Think about it this way. You're a 20-year-old guy, 18, 20-year-old guy. You go into the police force. You retire at 40. In the prime of your life, when you really start gaining experience that you can use to help the police, you retire, you get your police pension, and then you start a new career. That's what a lot of cops do. I have a buddy. He's a former Houston cop. He retired around 45, got another job, has his cop pension, has another job now that he's doing. And he's right about to hit, I don't know, I think he's getting close to retirement in that job where he can start drawing money out. He's feasting. He loved the fact that he put his 20 in as a cop. They couldn't drag him back. Now, they could drag him back as a consultant. Now, we have the same problem in engineering. We'd have, the companies started offering packages. And the engineers who were very experienced and, knew the quirks of the business and all that said, we'll take the package. They take the package and retire, and then the company would go, oh, geez, we didn't capture that intellectual property. You want to know what that intellectual property, they call it IP, was? What was inside of that dude's head? They had no process that said, show me what it is that you do on a daily basis so we could track it. So then they started putting in these things in companies called workflow. They wanted to understand how you did things. And that can capture certain things, but it can't capture everything. But at least they got closer. And so we started relying fewer and fewer on these people to come back. One of the biggest issues that I had when I was in management consulting was, how do you keep your intellectual property from walking out the door and then having to pay to bring it back at three times the cost you had when it was in there? That's what you have to ask yourself. Anyway, this guy, they say the city's been hiring more officers. 23 graduated from the police academy last week, the second graduating class this year, with more new hires on the horizon. Mayor Mike Dugan's 2019 budget approved last week by the city council calls for an $8 million increase to the police budget of $321.7 million. Detroit spent 12.7% of its overall police budget on overtime in 2013. Chicago spent 13% of its budget on overtime last year. L.A. spent 7.6% of its budget on overtime. Now, here's the deal. In every one of those municipalities where they're that overtime budget, and we're talking about millions of dollars, folks, a $322 million police budget in Detroit is a lot of policing. So I want you to just ask yourself, what would they do if Detroit became safer? What would every one of these cities do if their cities became safer? Money back into the taxpayers' funding, you know, things that could be done. I want you to just put a number on that. In every one of these major cities, Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, St. Louis, you name it, every one of them has the same issue. They're paying cops overtime. Forget the budget itself is a backbreaker. And I don't know what it is in the total budget scheme, but think about what they could save. What productivity could go back into that city if it were safer? And then you kind of get an idea of where I'm going with all of this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What is the cost of leftism? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. If you want to contact us by phone, 844-551-8255. The cost of leftism. So we touched on it just a second ago with the police budget, the overtime budget that's being spent in every major city. Just overtime. So I gave you one number because that's what we had in the last article. It's $322 million that the police department budget in Detroit is alone. One city, $322 million. Now, while I'm happy for the job that police have, the job that we have law enforcement, of that, $40 million of it went to overtime. So $40 million in overtime of a $322 million budget, which means it should have been a $282 million budget to begin with, which is substantial. So let's look at what the crime rate should have been in and of itself, right? Maybe if the police, if crime in Detroit were at the norm, I don't know, pick a city, but let's say that it was should be $150 million. And I'm just throwing a number out there, but that might be we're $130 million over that, plus the overtime number. So that's the cost, if you will, of liberalism just in the city. And that's in every city. And again, these are made up numbers, except for the fact that Detroit is going, their new budget is $322 million for the next fiscal year. And last year, $40 million on overtime. Was that overtime spent on conservatives? Was that overtime spent on looking for the Russian collusion or what? So that's what we have right there. What about Baltimore? Baltimore setting aside money for illegals. We talked about this the other day. L.A. has set aside $10 million just for illegals. So we have L.A. setting aside money. Other groups are saying, we want to match that. This is just for Los Angeles. We're not talking about the state of California. Then, if you want to really get into the state of illegals, how much money are we spending on them? It was said that California spent $59 million on being sanctuary, being a sanctuary city, or sanctuary state, rather. I mean, how many of these things do we look at? What about the waste of money in schools? What about the waste of money? I'll give you an example in hospitals where we have multiple people that do nothing except translate languages for people who are theoretically sick. This is This is a service no other country offers. They don't say, we're going to, you come to our country, illegal or otherwise, and we're going to offer a service to translate for every single person that could potentially come into our hospital system. Look, I'm not heartless. We want to work out the details with people, but here's what I'm saying. If I visit a country and I happen to get sick, I would hope that there's some ways of communication that somebody could translate from English to Icelander so the doctor could work on me. I would have friends that I would believe would speak good English. Chinese people come to America. They don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, what's going on with me? There are plenty of people that speak Mandarin or Cantonese who can translate. But we hire people for this. How much money have we spent changing all of our systems into, like multilingual type systems? How much money have we spent on that? I mean, again, it's ridiculous how much we spend. How much money did Baltimore pay off Freddie Gray? $7 million. How much money in litigation against what I would consider to be just stupid leftism do we spend every single year, but actually every single day in some municipality? What is the real cost of liberalism, leftism? How much money do we put in the colleges and universities to promote gender studies, women's studies, LGBT studies? What does it cost us to rework every system? For example, we rework, the training system for companies to worry about LGBT community. We rework the training system for the military when we got rid of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And across the board, how much money do we spend rewriting textbooks in order to put in the liberal agenda across the board? Now we got to teach about 15 different kinds of religions, particularly Muslim religions or Islam. Then we've got to teach about LGBT stuff. We got to teach about bullying. We got to teach about all the things that, quite frankly, you would learn about in life naturally, because that's not the job of the school system to teach you these things. And I could go on. What is the cost of liberalism in terms of jobs, where they tell people you must have a minimum wage because you're too stupid to have worked a career that you enjoy and been in that career for long enough to actually become an expert in it? What's the cost of that? How much does that cost companies to implement diversity programs and black women, black this and women's this and whatever in their companies that has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with what that company produces? And ultimately, what does it cost us? Cost America, it costs us jobs. I mean, I could go on. I'm here all day, people. The cost of liberalism is trillions of dollars every single year. People getting paid for absolutely nothing. Union jobs. Hey, you join the union, you work for a certain number of years, and you're going to get a pension while you were lazy on the job, and then you get off and you get to do nothing and get 75% of what you did when you were doing nothing and working. And again, I could go on. The left often talk about systems. And here's what I'll tell you about systems. There's a system. There's a group of leftists taking advantage of the system. Government in and of itself is a system, and leftists want, they fuel off of it. They definitely, they figure out a way to make money off of it. You want to give me the education system? The leftists love it. They fuel themselves from it. They make money from it. The prison system, they make money from it. What? Give me your system. Give me your thing that you go, oh, the system is rigged. And I'll tell you who rigged it is a leftist. And I'll show you how they rigged it. And you'll see the amount of money that comes out of that rigged system. I talk to you guys so often. I feel like it's a broken record to bring up education. But it's one of the biggest ruses. It is. Look at the system that's been set up. For environmentalists, the environmental system, the ecosystem of that. And on down the road, every one of these systems is if when you so let's just use climate change for example. That's the environmentalists have ripped us off to pretend that they really care about the environment, that they care about, you know, everybody breathing good clean air, et cetera, et cetera. And the majority of the nation of America breathes good clean air. Where the system fails is where there are concentrated leftist cities. And they could have addressed this long ago by saying, you know what, we're no longer going to allow manufacturing to be done in certain areas within the city. It has to be zoned where the, you know, prevailing winds blow out the smog and whatever. They could have done this. They don't want to do it. They want to tell you that, no, the sky is falling down. If you, you know, if you don't do what we tell you, you know, the skies will be black. The you know, you're going to be breathing in bad air. Yeah. Bad air that they let you breathe in because that's the system that they've set up. That's what we're talking about here. We spend a fortune, folks, fighting against leftists, and sadly, we use our own money. They extort our money to engage in a battle with us, in a battle that they aren't even coming. The only way they can win this battle is with our money, and the battle makes no sense whatsoever. That's the futility of this. That's what bugs me the most. My book, Race Pimping, I don't promote it very much here, racepimping.com if you do want to get it. My book is dedicated to exposing exactly that. I talk about it in almost every part of life where these leftists have destroyed this economy. They tell people it's a system. You want to know who? Black people, you're getting screwed by the system. So black folks get all mad. Oh, the system is messed with us. Then we go screaming, and some white guy is behind the scenes. Some white leftist is behind the scenes laughing all the way to the bank. Well, man, I got them all charged up so I can go make myself some money. Be it through criminal justice, be it through education, some social justice warrior, nonsense, whatever. And America becomes more stupid by the day. Because we aren't training people in math and science and technology. We're training people in how to be stupid social justice warriors with degrees that get you absolutely nothing. And we think we're winning. It's a cost that's ridiculous. It's a cost that we should not be paying, and we need to stop it. That's what I say. We'll be back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You must hold on, folks. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And let me tell you why. Because you're going to get tried. That's what we talk about in the vernacular. Man, you going to try me? See, the devil's going to try you. He's going to try you every single day, every moment of the day. I'm not talking about the temptations of life. You know, like, should I eat this cake or should I hit that bike? I'm not talking about that, even though, yeah, the devil's going to try you with that. But the job of the devil is to demoralize you. And if you want to use the cake as a metaphor, yeah, go ahead. Get a little bit bigger. come on, you'll enjoy that piece of cake, right? Oh, but you're not going to enjoy the weight that it puts on you, which is going to make you feel smaller. But aren't you going to get something good out of that cake? See, the devil ultimately wants to make you feel small. He'll disguise what he's doing to you. It'll feel good temporarily, but it's not going to be good for you in the long run. That's how the left operates, because let's just say it, folks. I'm going to put it out there for you. The left are devils. Yeah, the left. Sneaky sons of guns is what they are. Diabolos. That's Greek for devil and accuser. Talked about this before on the show. It's a dual meaning in Greek. The left operate that way. They are not empowering you. They guise belittlement as empowerment. And they do it with every single group that they attack. That is their modus operandi, is to divide and conquer. And they do that by making you debate the yin and the yang of yourself. Belittlement leads to empowerment. They want women to feel like they're more. Women, you're being beaten down. You're being done. You know, this is being done to you in America now. I'm not talking about around the world. I'm talking about in this country, where women are more free, can do whatever they want to do. They tell them, no, you can't. We have to protect you. We have to get you that little extra money. We have to remind men that they are toxically masculine. Which means you are toxically feminine? You know, what's the opposite of that? I don't even know. Women taken back to the dark ages, told that they are little more than the sexual organs that they possess. That's who you are as a person, is to be measured by your genitalia. How sick is that? I was talking to some folks the other day. I said, the left want women to ascribe to be men, not conservative men, leftist men, men like Joe Biden, who will publicly be a pedophile, a public sexual abuser, and they don't care, a man like Bill Clinton, who will be a public sexual abuser of the highest order, men like Harvey Weinstein that they admire. And I could go on. Men like Barack Obama, who's a metrosexual pansy, that is their definition of men. And those are the men that use and abuse women, that let all the vile things happen to women. They'll use them like Stormy Daniels. Hey, go out and accuse somebody of something. They'll use them like all these Hollywood actresses now. Oh, these men are doing all these vile things. They are talking about their men. They are not talking about conservative men. Now, I'm not exonerating conservative men that we're, you know, the purest people on the planet, because we're not. We're human beings, flawed. But I'll tell you this. I'll take a conservative man and the life that he's led over any leftist, any of them. They are vile creatures. They are devils. And the way they treat you is lower than low. They treat us like scum, and they do it openly. Oh, women, we're going to help you. Harvey Weinstein helped a lot of women, didn't he? Bill Clinton helped a lot of women, didn't he? And the people around them, the women on their side, enabled every single one of them. They knew exactly who they were. And I'm not talking about just their mates. I'm talking about people that worked for them, people that worked with them, people that wanted to get with them. But they want you to feel empowered, women, right? These kids are out here marching for guns. Oh, we want to, guns are going to kill us. The chances of you being killed in a school is minuscule and compared to half the things they do in life, like their little Tide Pods and ecstasy and going to raves and a bunch of other crap that they do. But they want to get to the guns, right? Because it's going to empower them. Yeah, same way it empowered the people in, you know, in Russia that were killed by Stalin, the people who were killed in Thailand by Pol Pot and others. Yeah, they were so empowered after they got their guns taken away. Yeah, that's empowering. Sure it is. They want to take women back to beyond the dark ages. They've removed a woman's femininity, which, by the way, is her strongest weapon. Give me a woman's femininity or give me a gun. I'll take femininity for 2,000, Alex. Are you kidding? It's the most powerful thing in the world. It's an elixir. They do the same for blacks, too. The N-word, right? Oh, we can't say the other thing, so we're going to call it the N-word. Because what? That's going to save black people. The word that we use every day, 10 times a day, and twice as much on Sunday. And they're going to save us from ourselves, right? They're going to save us from that word. Oh, that vile word. Oh, my gosh. How childish is that? Hey, black people, we are now never going to use the other word. We're going to call it the N-word. And I've jokingly said, okay, well, a couple of N-words walking to a bar, you know, really? Does that make you feel better? Then they want to take down statues. Oh, my gosh, black people, we can't dare have you walking about statues. They want to remove a flag. Oh, the Confederate flag. Oh, my God. And we buy into it, blacks, stupid black people, leftist blacks. They buy into it.
Oh, my God. We had no Confederate flag, man. He was wearing a Confederate flag. I don't care about your Confederate flag.
Dukes of Hazzard? Come on, baby. They tell blacks, these symbols hurt us. Instead of allowing us to simply ignore them, the average black didn't even think about statues until somebody goes, hey, what's that statue of right there? Well, hey, Democrats, let me explain something to you. All your stuff, you have a legacy of racism. You're going to get rid of everything eventually because your whole legacy is tied to it. Progressives. Go back and look at your first progressive president, Woodrow Wilson, and then let's talk. Yeah, they don't want to let us know that we overcame the men upon which these leftist monuments were built. Give me your Southern monument, I'll give you a loser. I don't mean it in a bad way, but it's a person who lost the war. Yeah, it's a reminder of our conquest as a nation. Not about black folks, not about white folks. It is our conquest as a nation. We can build a statue to the losers. People who fought on behalf of their beliefs and lost. And you know what? We'll honor those men because they fought bravely. Do we agree with the cause? No. But do what other statues are out there that you believe in? And what are the statues going to be built in the future? You're going to build a statue over Hogg, David Hogg, this kid that's running around? Let me tell you something. They indulge us. What do you do to children when they want something, right? You indulge them. If they throw tantrums, you give them candy or you give them cake just to shut them the heck up. You don't do that to adults. Adults, you reason with. Then you remind them where they fit in the food chain. If it's your boss, you're throwing a tantrum. Gee, come on, Ted. Blah, blah, blah. And Ted's like, calm down. Calm down, Susan. Calm down. Well, Ted, you know, blah, blah, blah. This and the other. I understand. Okay, let's look. Let's be. And if she continues, you go, Susan, hold on a second here. You work for me. You need to calm your butt down. Oh, you're right, Ted. Okay. Do your potential mates, do they indulge your tantrums? How many tantrums could you throw with your mate before somebody goes, I'm done with you, man? We indulge children at times because they're learning. But black leftists aren't learning. They're getting indulged. And these millennials aren't learning. They're being indulged. Now, you guys ask me all the time, Kevin, what's with the black vote? When they see the destruction that the party's causing the black community, and I could say the same with millennials because they're voting leftists like crazy, and the answer lies with families. But the bigger thing is this, and you're going to remember this segment. See, white kids, the average white kid, lives up to a standard. The average white family says, hey, son, you need to, you know, we've given you a runway and we want you to be better. And so you're, as a white kid, you're aspiring for better. As a black kid, sadly, we aspire not to live down to the expectations of our situation and our parents and our conditions.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.